good evening, good evening. No, just kidding. Don't have the echo tonight. Good evening. Hello, friends. We are Trinity Metaphysical, and we are Ecrypt Ghost Hunters, and we are here with a great show for you tonight. Now, based upon the topic of our show, you should already know what it is. Intuition. So tonight, I'm sitting here with the lovely
Mercedes
sitting across from me, and our new friend over here, his name is
Paul,
but we will further refer to him as Zanzibar Horatio Hornswallow. That will be his name among the show. Now, it's all
good luck with that.
I kept calling Paul so many different names the other night, so that's all. And right next to me is the ever lovely
Jackie.
There you go. Hey, play that voice candy for us. I'm Mark, and we are broadcasting live from the
Trinity Metaphysical Center in Hamburg, New Jersey. 3617 Route 23 South.
Nice. And also live via satellite all the way from halfway across the county?
Sussex
County.
Like 5 minutes up the road.
Like 5 minutes away, but still beaming via satellites, electronic missions and all that. We have Charlie. Say hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, sounding good. All right, so tonight, if you haven't read it, what we're going to discuss is intuition and how to know when your intuition is guiding you and how to tap into that intuition and properly listen to it. You'll learn how to follow your inner voice for personal growth, success, relationships, health, and, well-being. We're going to share some stories tonight. We're going to learn some stuff tonight. Hopefully we'll get some people to call on in. So like I said, we got Charlie standing by to tell us some good stories. Mercedes has got some stuff for us. Horatio Hornswallow Zanzibar, whatever. Paul, there you go. It must be the Slurpee kicking in. He's got some stuff for us. Jackie.
He's got the biggest Slurpee in front of him I've ever seen.
And I found a Mountain Dew caffeine infused. Oh my Lord. It is pretty much a gallon of like sugary bliss, but that's another episode.
All right. Obviously you didn't buy it in New York City.
No, I did not. I went to the 7-Eleven up the road where friends of the show are working in the establishment, and just give them a quick little plug. But, all right, so Jackie, let's start us off tonight since you are local expert.
Yeah. So we're talking about intuition because we all have it, but we all don't use it all the time. So what your intuition is, that's the information you're given or your guidance, your inner voice. That comes to you, like, in a flash. It's very quick. It's like when you're trying to make a decision or you're trying to choose something or, sometimes it's when you're just sitting at a traffic light and you're lost and you're trying to figure out which direction to go in. But it's the information that comes in really quickly that tells you do this or do that or don't do this. And usually what happens is our thoughts get in there. Thoughts are when you're trying to figure something out and you're constantly picking it apart and analyzing it, then you know you've hit your thoughts. So the problem with our intuition is it's very difficult for some people to know what's the difference between the intuition and our thoughts. And if you got to the thoughts, how do you get back to the intuition part? So basically, it's your inner voice, your inner knowing, what your gut is telling you. It's an easier way to put it.
And this has been going on. People have been studying this and trying to figure this out for hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, this whole psychological debates, this whole philosophical debates going on, and it comes down to it just something clicks in your head.
Yep.
Now,
Pretty much.
On the psychological side, they label intuition as almost from experience. So when you walk into a situation, you've had experience, you already know, given the situation, what outcome you should go for. Now, what about when people don't have experience in that situation? How do they know to make that right choice? That's what they're always trying to crack.
Because you're just following your gut. It's a feeling. For some people, it's an actual physical feeling. Like their intuition is they get a knot in their stomach. They get goosebumps. They just get a sick feeling. Whether it be good or bad, it depends. Some people actually get a physical feeling with it. And for some people, they just hear something in their head that says no or yes or go do it, or turn left. You know, so everybody's is different, but it's almost like that, my gut is telling me I should do this. I always say it one way. Your intuition is when you're doing something that feels right, not that you think is right. And we're raised, we're not raised that way. We're raised to think things through, figure things out, you know, make sure, you know, you got it all worked out, make sure you have your plan. It's a little bit different when you're using your intuition because you're really just going with your gut instinct and what feels good and what, you know, everybody else might be telling you one thing, but you just feel really strongly about something else. That's your gut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll hear that like a lot of times, like cops will say that, oh, it's a gut feeling. Somebody's in there with a gut feeling that mm-hmm. somebody that the guy was carrying or something like that. And that's it.
Yep, definitely.
What do you got, Charlie? What do you say about that?
Yes.
There you go. Your gut told you to say yes. Okay, my gut tells
me. And a
me
few words. No, the idea here is that everybody, I don't care who you are, anybody and everybody has experienced intuition. Whether they've acted on it or if they've recognized it, or I mean, you know, just as an example, I mean, you know, we've got one of our group, Dave. He's a former police officer, I guess detective, and he says that when they were in training, they were told if you have any type of feeling about a specific type of situation, trust your feelings. Now, hey. We're talking law enforcement being told that intuition is something you can use. If it's serious enough in a law enforcement type of situation, why wouldn't it be serious enough for you to take seriously in your own life? How you're feeling, what you see, what you think is going to happen, what might happen. I'm not talking about worry. Everybody worries. Some people worry about things that, well, they say, 98% of the things you worry about never happen. So just yep. think about the 2% and, you know, work from there. But the other 98%, you don't need to worry about. So your life could be calmed down. But when you have those experiences in life where you actually feel something is not right, something is going wrong, something will happen, trust your instincts, you know, your intuition, your instincts. Trust them because it's a proven fact that if you do trust them, some you know, you'll be saving yourself some heartache in the end. Am I right?
That's it. Now, I got a question here. So this 98% that we're supposed to ignore, do we trust our
gut?
No, I
didn't say ignore.
Right?
I didn't say ignore. I said not to really spend time worrying about because 98% of what you worry about doesn't happen.
Yep.
Okay? That's the truth. Well, 98% of what you worry about doesn't happen. And just ask anybody's Jewish grandmother. I mean, they worry constantly from the time they get up at night to the time they go to bed. And they're constantly worrying about the family. They're constantly worrying about what's going to happen, who's going to do this, who said what. No, it doesn't make a difference because when we all get to the end of the line, it doesn't matter, you know? What matters is, okay, you're going to, let's say you've got pancreatic cancer. Okay, we know what the ending is and you're worried. Because nobody knows what's going to happen, you know, afterwards. You know, some people don't believe in life after death. Some people don't believe in God. Some people, you know, they have no idea. So they're worried. But the things that you don't have to worry about, you know, gee, what am I going to make for dinner on Saturday when everybody comes over? That's not a worry. My God, feed them hot dogs if you can't make your mind up. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
What does your intuitive side say about dinner? That's what we want to know. And speaking about my intuitive side, something tells me that we might have Vera calling in. I'm going to hit the old
really?
Button here. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to take a guess and say maybe that this is Vera calling in. Hello, caller.
Was it the Pennsylvania area code that was the
yeah.
That doesn't count, Vera. I'm from Pennsylvania also.
All right. Anyway. Well, I was an attorney for 32 years, and I got to tell you, intuition was a very big part of assessing people's veracity and figuring out who was the right person to represent in different areas. And the only thing I can say is that the few times that I didn't follow my intuition, it was not a good thing. So those I remember really well. So. You there?
Yeah.
About when you got married?
Yeah, remember we were waiting for the end, you know? Come on.
The end, oh, all right. I forgot. I didn't think we had to do that on the radio. But
no, nah, this is a different type of radio. Over.
Right. Oh, okay. Over. Anyway, but that, you know, I have specific things that I don't want to put on the radio where I didn't follow the little voice in the back of your head and terrible things happen. But
oh, why don't you just give us one idea?
No. Very, very not good. But, you know, when you can't trust people, you know, and you think you can, and that little voice says don't do it, and you do it, and then terrible, terrible things happen, you know. But I think now I'm just used to it. I'm used to the little voice. I'm used to listening to it. I'm used to looking for all kinds of, not even little voices, but signs that things should be a certain way, things that happen in nature. You know, you go outside and you, you know, a big wind comes up and you get that chill when you think about something and you say, gee, maybe I should go back in and check blank. Or in other words, you get your clues not only from intuition like a little voice, but from feelings that occur maybe from your environment. You know, something reminds you of something else and it cues something in your head. I just think being open and developing your psychic development, the things that we do every week, I think it makes you so much better as a person, as a student, a helpmate with your husband or wife. I think it's just a wonderful way to be, open to all kinds of things that may or may be, you know, that openness. So that's where I stand. That's like the end.
You put it good. I mean, show's over. We'll see you guys next
week. Well, the point about relationships is really good, because when you're more intuitive, you tend to not, you can almost tell where somebody's coming from, even if they're in a bad mood or, you know, off or out of sorts. You kind of use your intuition to say, okay, I know they're just in a bad place right now. I don't need to take it. So personally,
That's right. Especially in like working, you know, if you can tell that something's just not right and this isn't a good time to say blank or do blank, I think that's really, and that's happened to me where I was going to do something and I just didn't like the feeling in the room. Or like I remember walking in and seeing somebody and saying, what's wrong, you know, and nobody told me something was wrong, but there was something wrong. You know, it's that mm-hmm. openness, that I want to call it like a raw nerve that you develop kind of when you get yourself more psychically in tune, that gets affected by little tiny things, not the big things that kind of clobber most people and then they go, oh, I didn't see that coming. You know, we're in tune with how we feel and our emotions and our feelings. And I think it's a better way to be. It's a better way to grow. It's a better way to exist. So, the end. I don't know if we should tell people.
When you have a knowing, you're able to be a little bit more peaceful when you kind of go with that knowing it doesn't.
Oh,
you
absolutely. Don't you? Yeah. I always say, and you've heard me, I wake up every morning glad, just so happy to be alive and to be with the people that I know and to have all the friends that I have. And that if you can have that, even though they may be in a bad mood, you know that you're going to get through it. Or if there's going to be a problem, we can work on it together. That's really what intuition's about, you know, just knowing that there's positive things that, you know, can be done in almost every situation. So I like it. I like being like this. I don't like being an attorney. So I like this way better. but David, you know, he's been listening to his intuition for 30 something years on the job and off, and he used to use that a lot in like just seeing something that didn't look right, and he, you know, I find out about it a long time after things like this happen. But, you know, you look at a situation, it doesn't seem right to him. He goes in and something dramatic happens, and he prevents something. And that's really, you know, something that he's so used to doing. So he was actually doing it long before I was. So.
Yeah, I know a lot of cops and policemen that say they've always used their intuition on the job. A lot of them, even the detectives and things, that's part of, you know, it's almost become part of their work. You know,
right.
Being
and
able
he,
to follow that sense.
Yeah, and he did undercover, you know, and I think that really makes it very, you really have to get a good sense of knowing when a situation isn't right when you're doing something undercover, you know. So I'm glad he's the way he is. And he can tune it out, too. So he can turn it off if it's like he gets too sensitive. So he's learned how to cope with it. And it's made him, I think, a better person. So he's...
Yeah, it's the trusting part that's hard for people. Sometimes it's just them believing in it and trusting that it's going to guide them the right direction, because they don't always... It's kind of hard to put your faith in something that you can't see how is that going to work or how is that going to happen. So that's the hardest part. That's more of the human side, you know, the challenging part.
Well, if you want to, don't listen to the little voice once and see what happens, you know, and then you'll all of a sudden start listening to your little voice, you know. That's,
yeah, a lot of times, those are people that are in like 20-year marriages and they're miserable.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that
don't listen
one
to it.
One.
Yeah. But
we know there's a lot of people like that. They do that. I've heard people tell me over and over, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when I was getting married, like something was telling me like maybe it wasn't the right thing, and then they did, you know, and then they'll tell me. There are people who actually stay in it for so long, and then I have people who, you know, maybe it seems to be big with relationships, you know, whether they're dating, married, or whatever, but I have people who have actually said while they're in a relationship, they knew. I always say to them, you probably felt something, or there was just something off, or like, you know, when there's that little thing you just can't put your finger on about somebody, and they usually say, yeah, I did. You know, it's just we don't always trust it when we're in the middle of, you know, the euphoria of new relationship, or you know, maybe it's me thinking too much, or, you know, I can fix them. It's all these little things.
No, I agree. Absolutely. What do you think, Mark?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I'm trying to run Facebook right now, promote the show. I think intuition is a huge part of everybody's life. I think everyone's born with it. Everyone just has to learn how to harness it, has to learn how to listen to it. I believe also, because, like they were talking about the psychological aspect, it is... Also, it gets stronger with experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn situations, you don't even have to think about it anymore. It just goes on and happens. You know the right thing to do right off the bat. What else is there? Yeah,
and
Jackie
was showing
me something.
And you do some dangerous things, don't you? With your
I do, and well, so part of that is intuition, part of that is common sense. I mean, don't jump off the side of the ship. That's definitely common sense. But yeah, there's so many times just by looking at something, I say this is not going to end well. You watch them setting up for a job, you watch them loading something the wrong way, and it just clicks in your head. Now, before you could even see what's going to happen, you know, all right, that's not going to hold. It's going to fall out. That's going to rip off. Yeah, and again, part of that's common sense, part of that is experience, but part of that is something that says, hey, you know, this is not the right thing to do. What do you think, Mercedes?
You actually have had experience, though, where your intuition...
I have. I use it all the time, specifically when I'm meeting new people, but the story that I told Jackie earlier was having to do with health and wellness, because when I was 16 or 17 years old, I noticed that there was just something really off with me, and I not feeling okay, really sad all the time, went to a therapist, you know, also went to a psychiatrist, and all of them told me, oh, you're fine, you just need to talk to someone, you don't need medication, you'll be fine, just keep going to therapy, la la. Meanwhile, I'm like, no, I know that there's not
something more.
Yeah, it's more than just that. If I just needed to talk to someone, you know, I could talk to anyone. But so I went to like two or three different doctors at this point and went to finally the person who diagnosed me. And I have low serotonin, which coincidentally is the chemical in your brain that keeps you happy. It's what what gets upped when endorphins get released and everything like that. And I have low levels of it. So my brain chemistry causes me to have depression. And then I wound up being put on medication. So, you know, that's one time that I followed it and went to these different people to get different opinions, because I knew, like, I was being told and I could tell that there was something going on with me and I needed to
that
figure out what it
was. Chemical, not emotional, right?
Yeah, it's chemical.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you knew it was not emotional.
Correct. Yep.
That was good. Well, there's lots of people that say that, you know, when they say, look, no, there was something more, and they end up with this really big, you know, issue that's wrong with them, and it's really because they kept true to themselves, knowing, like, there was definitely something wrong. That's good when you're really tapped, because a lot of people don't. They'll just listen to, that's when you're not listening to it. Like, no, I'll just push it off. That's the biggest thing. We dismiss it. We second guess it. We don't want it. Like, sometimes we're hearing something we don't want to hear. You know, so that's a lot.
I also specifically use it a lot when I'm driving. And I will sometimes take different routes to where I'm driving that I don't normally take. And I usually try to stick to, like, one, you know, one route wherever I'm going. I don't really switch it up a lot. But there will be sometimes that something in my head tells me, you know, that little voice tells me, don't go this way today, go a different way. I'll go the different way and then get told there's a horrific accident or there's all kinds of road work going on. We were stuck for hours. Like, that's, I use it a lot driving too, which is good.
Or we don't follow it and we're like, oh, no, I should listen.
Like today, I didn't follow it today and I got stuck in road work everywhere I went.
Yeah, there was a lot.
I don't know if it was avoidable today, though, because it was on every highway that I was on. So,
I also think that when you rely on your intuition, there's an acceptance when something goes wrong that it was meant to be, because something else is going to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't get the disappointment like, oh, I missed this. I always say to myself, I must have missed it for a reason. I'm going to do something else that needed to be done or had to be done or should have been done or would be done for the good of someone else. So I have I think a better outlook when things don't go my way. I try to think of why they didn't go my way. There was some greater good that was served by that happening. And you get an acceptance, I think, sometimes of adversity when you have more of that attitude. So, you know,
on a
works
small
for me.
Scale, I also did that yesterday while driving to the store, actually. I was trying to get here kind of quickly because Jackie and I were going to set up some more social media stuff for the store. And I was caught behind the slowest drivers in America. I kept getting cut off, everything. And then I just said to myself, I was like, calm down. Don't yell about it in the car. Like, don't freak out. Because there is a reason that you are supposed to be slowed down right now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's small scale. But I'm sure there are larger scale examples that people could come up with. I don't have
one. Do you have any, Paul, where you felt like your intuition was?
Growing up, you know, me and my closer friends, we all used them as gut feelings. And there were just certain days when I would just literally call up a few of my friends and I'd be like, do not leave the house. And they're like, okay. it didn't even faze them. It's like, okay. Sure enough, there's like accidents around their house.
Oh, wow.
Or houses. And, you know, very similar to Mercedes, I do a lot of traveling. And where Vera and I currently live, Route 84, it's down to one lane from basically the beginning of Pennsylvania all the way up to Scranton. So July 4th, when we had two lanes, I was in the right lane, and there were a line of cars. But the left lane was, for some strange reason, open. Thought about going into the left lane, and I had this overwhelming feeling, don't go in there. Trusted the gut. Sure enough, there was another car flying by on the left-hand side. Ended up fender bending another car just a couple hundred feet more. Had I gone to that left-hand side, the back of my car would have been part of their grill.
Well, at least you know when you follow it. It's good when you see it, like when you're following your intuition and you actually see what came about. The harder part is when somebody can't see it.
Right.
Until it's, you know, it might be farther along in the future. It might be just something that comes up in their path. But when you get that immediate, you know.
To me, intuition is empowerment. Mm-hmm. Because you're learning to trust yourself. You're learning to trust your gut. You're learning to trust yourself. And when you're able to really accept and trust yourself, you're able to trust others as well. It makes it much easier. And when you really learn to trust yourself, you can go into a crowd of people or even a workplace, and you can tell right off the bat how everyone else is doing.
Yep.
You can walk right in and be like, oh, this is going to be a doozy.
Oh, it's time for me to leave.
Okay. Around my family, most of my close friends and my family, they know I love Star Wars. But I always use this line, and it always works. There's a disturbance in the Force.
Yep.
Okay. It is so true. I'm kind of feeling it to my right, just a little bit. I'm just glad I didn't do anything to antagonize this one.
Nah, you don't want to.
No. No. The fury coming out of this woman is incredible. And I just thank God.
She's a strong woman, that's
she is. She's very strong-willed. The patience is phenomenal. But you can tell when you start to trust your intuition, you've got a feeling that you can actually read other people very easily.
Yeah, read their energy.
And you stay out of trouble that way, right?
Yeah, because
oh, yeah.
You know, it's picking on me significantly less this evening because I'm having a hard day. So I'm emitting that energy that's like, don't.
Which he felt is good because you know who's approachable, who isn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
maybe,
you have to be a little more sensitive around and
a little
kind
fragile,
of,
a little more fragile.
Yeah.
So
I do that a lot.
It's good when you're able to do that because I don't think a lot of people, you know, most people are like, eh, like they don't care. They just, and that's the thing you were saying about the empowerment part.
Mm-hmm.
That also comes in there because a lot of people have a hard time releasing that control of not being able to, you know, make things go the way they want. If they just follow their what their gut is saying, then they're kind of leaving it up to, okay, well, maybe this is going to happen. Maybe it's not. And a lot of people who have a hard time with that, they can't do it.
Right.
They have a really hard time following their intuition.
And I get asked all the time, if I get one or two days where I'm just quiet, they're like, why are you so quiet? I'm like, I don't know. We'll find out. It's just the way it is sometimes. It's like, it's not me. Definitely you guys.
Yep.
And they're like, oh. And then sure enough, here comes another coworker who's just not having a good day, and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's reading people, it's understanding people, but more importantly, it's understanding yourself and trusting yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It always starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you become more aware and have more insight into yourself, it's a little bit easier to be able to kind of follow your guidance or your inner voice or what your feelings are. Because sometimes when you don't know why, like say you're really strong about something, you really want something, it's like buying a new car. You really want this car. You've had it in your head for 3 years, and then you go, and all of a sudden something's telling you, no, that's not the car you're supposed to buy. And then you're like, you literally, what people do is they'll argue with themselves in their head. Like they try to talk themselves out of what their gut is saying. And that's the part. If you got to where you just go with it, like Vera was saying earlier, everything moves so much smoother, you know, and it just seems like things work out some way. There was a reason why. Maybe that car ends up having something that's recalled on it. Maybe, you know, you end up liking this one even better, even though you didn't think you would. You just never know. And it's the same with people, like with what Mercedes was saying. Sometimes people are meant to be in our lives for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that reason, season, whatever that saying is, Sometimes they were only meant to be in our life for, maybe they were meant to be in our life for our first 20 years. Maybe they're not meant to be there for the next 20 years. Maybe they were only meant to be there for 2 years. But sometimes we think so much and we get too obsessed with what's going on with our personal relationships, our business relationships, our family, and that just go
with
it.
A lot of people just blame themselves.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything at all. They didn't do anything at all, and they just constantly blame themselves. Yes. They constantly blame themselves, and they didn't do anything wrong.
For those of you that don't know, Jackie is that way, and she always takes the blame for things that other people do to her.
I wasn't trying to hit that nerve. Unfortunately,
It's hard because when you are like that, it's because a lot of us here that we're givers. We're used to giving.
Probably everyone at the
table. We don't know how to receive. It's very difficult to receive without guilt or apologies. I say that to people all the time. It's easy for me to tell somebody you need to receive, but to do it yourself when you know, it's just because that's just the way we're made up, and a lot of us are like that when we're, you know, this way.
And that's how you improve on your gratitude, though.
Yep. Oh, that's the big absolutely, one. Absolutely. But that's part of the intuition. Your intuition might be telling you, you did nothing wrong. Everything's going to be all right. It's okay to let this person, you know, be released from your life. But the thought part or the human part... doesn't.
That sounds
is
like a chihuahua.
Is someone blowing their nose?
No.
Sounds like dogs fighting.
Did they win?
Sorry, just thought I'd ask.
Somebody watching TV in the background there? Charlie, you still there? The dogs get you?
Yeah, they're chewing my legs off.
Now you
they're like 4 pounds each.
All right, pick the legs up. All right. So... on to that now. How do we know when it's speaking to us?
When it's that split, it is literally a split second. It's a split second piece of information that comes in, like a flash. But when it's nagging, when there's something nagging at you, that is your intuition. Now, when it's literally bugging you, no matter what you do, you can't get out of your head. I'm not talking about obsessive thinking.
No.
I'm talking about when something say you keep hearing... you know, your mom keeps popping in your head. Well, then there's something going on with your mom. They're trying to say, talk to her, reach out to her, check in on her, whatever it is. You know, just kind of heed what you're getting for your information.
Now, here's something. Now, we talk about the information. Now, you get information also on the psychic side. You get information on mediumship. What's the difference between psychic information, mediumship information, and your intuitive information? For those playing
good
the home
question.
Game.
Because your intuitive information is your inner voice, your own, for your personal self, your own personal guidance. When you're getting psychic information, yes, you can get it for yourself, but not everybody can get it for themselves in detail. They might be able to do it more for business. Some people can't do it at all for themselves, but they can get information of what's coming or what they think, what's going on for others or just in general. In life, and mediumship is speaking to spirits or communicating with spirits. So that's the difference.
And that's you're getting your information from spirits.
Everybody gets it from a different source. So some people get it through their guides. Some people actually are speaking to other higher beings. Some people just see snapshots. Some people just, you know, hear it, you know, from, you know, maybe it's not one of their guides. Maybe it's somebody, one of their loved ones. Everybody's different. So for that question, everybody receives their information differently. But your inner voice is always what your guidance is for you. You personally.
Yeah. Good answer.
But you got to test that inner voice. Because when that inner voice is correct, you're going to get that overwhelming feeling of, wow, this really works. You're going to get that sudden sense, that sudden feeling of joy. And that is your inner voice working.
Mm-hmm. That's when we go, we knew it.
That's when the grandmother says, I knew it was going to happen like that.
Exactly. That could just be experience from grandma, too, depending on how old she is.
Yeah.
We do that
careful
all the
there.
Time.
So,
all right. Everybody's been talking about how they feel, what they get, what goes on. How do you actually develop it, Jackie?
I have said this over and over, like the best way to get really in tune with your intuitive side particularly is meditation. The reason that works so well, Yeah, because you're able to relax, you're able to empty your head, you're able to go into a deep place where you can have some peace, some inner peace, and receive. And if some people have a hard time, like, slowing their head down and just getting into that place, because there's a lot of people that say they can't meditate, but the minute you say you can't meditate, you're not going to meditate. I tell them to keep doing it. You know, they have the 10-minute ones on YouTube. They have CDs you can buy, you know, so it's not like you don't have access to them, but it's also, for some people, a process. They have to, you know, a repetitive process they have to do before they start to get, you know, their mind and their body gets used to doing, you know, getting into that kind of place. But that's how you start to tune into yourself, your inner self.
Are there differences between men and women in meditation?
There doesn't have to be. It's just women tend to, first of all, men are, well, let's do the women first. Women tend to have very, very, very busy heads. They usually are multitasking all the time. So some of them have a hard time relaxing. Like, they need more than, like, a 10-minute meditation. And for men, sometimes what it is they... The things that are big to women are small to men. You know what I mean? So when they have completely different things on their mind when they're trying to empty their mind, they're usually like, you know, particular things like work or something like that, where a woman will, every little tiny thing, you know. For men, it's not so much relationship ends, like with people, where women tend to get more emotional. So sometimes I have found that even with working with people, if they tend to be more emotional or they're more on that end, they do have a harder time being able to get, you know, get into that meditative place. So they need to do, you know, work on that a little bit more, you know, just practice. It's practice.
How often?
Doesn't mean that a man can do it any better or a woman can do it any better, no.
But how often should somebody practice?
There's people that meditate every day, but I would say if they have time to do it a couple times a week, they should. It's just hard when you're busy, when you have kids, when you work long hours. Some people, I've suggested to them, literally, like if they go food shopping or something, to go 10 or 15 minutes early, sit in the parking lot, put in earphones, use their phone, do a 10-minute meditation. And some of them have come back in and told me they've done that, and they, like, thanked me over and over because they never thought of doing that. Because, like, they keep that time where, okay, this is when I have to food shop, the kids are at home, blah, 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 and they never thought of, well, let me just add 10 minutes on my trip. Sometimes it's just a matter of that. Or go park in a parking lot. Go park by a pond. Go park, you know, in a park. You know, so it seems to, you just need to get some time. If you're in your house, take 10 minutes that you can go listen and, you know, even if it's just quiet music and you're not somebody who feels you could do a guided meditation, it's just closing your eyes and being able to, you know, relax.
So you could meditate anywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Except where there's a lot of noise. Some people, I guess they could do that. I don't But it's better if you're in a place where you feel it's, you know, a relaxing, calm atmosphere, you know, or your happy place.
Happy place.
That happy place again. Yeah. It's the happy bing.
Okay, happy guys have a different happy place, okay?
Yeah.
It's the happy place.
That's Trinity.
How,
anyway.
Do you meditate a lot, Vera, aside from class?
I try to do it every day, but I was going to say that, you know, both Dane and I, we got into the drumming. And what happens, we have tapes that are 15 minutes and a half hour. And what I found is if I put in a 15-minute tape of just the steady drumming, your mind goes into a theta wave state, which I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but you're basically able to go to places that you didn't think existed, you know, take journeys and meditate and get very, very relaxed. And, you know, if I have a headache, that's what I do. It sounds counterintuitive if you have a headache to listen to drums, but... I've never had a time when if I had a headache, I did that I came, it ended, and I still had the headache. It's a very relaxing, steady beat, and you can meditate beautifully with that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that available on the internet. So if people are really having a hard time and music isn't their thing, the steady drumming will put you That'll put you out. It really will.
What kind of drumming do you listen to? You know, listen like James.
It's shamanic.
Shamanic drumming.
James Brown or
shamanic
something.
Drumming.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
And
I drum for, you know, I'll drum for other people when they meditate. And Dana's done it also, you know, where you keep the beat going and mm-hmm. and you can guide a meditation with doing different beats and tell people that they're traveling and you'll have a beat for that and they're going down below really quickly and you have a quicker beat for that. You can actually guide a meditation for someone or listen to a guided meditation. And like I said, there's several available that take you on journeys in a shamanic tradition that are, if people are not able to clear their minds, shamanic journeying is, I tell people it's meditation for type A personalities. You know, if you have that mind that you can't make it still, that a shamanic journey with the drumming is a way that you can take your inability to clear your mind and channel it into a way where you can still achieve the same results. So I'm a great believer in drumming and shamanic drumming meditation, so.
Yeah, they do a lot of actual meditations where there's drumming, and they do them. They're lengthy. And
I know.
Some people do better with the drumming than the regular guided ones, and some people prefer the guided ones better, you know, as opposed to the drumming. But everybody's different, so it's good. There's like so many different ways that people can, you know, relax. You know, whatever way is best for them. Some people who can't do any kind of meditation, they prefer to do the energy work or Reiki or something like
mm-hmm.
that too. So
mm-hmm.
any way that it is that they can get into that place of, you know, calmness and, you know, where they can receive.
Also, my favorite type of meditation to promote, because a lot of people do have a hard time getting in that space where they can sit down and have quiet time, is it's a working meditation, and if you're cooking or you're, I don't know, doing a chore or baking
driving.
Or something like that, driving, focus explicitly on what you're doing. So, and in the simplest of terms, I'm adding one cup of flour, I'm adding this, I'm adding that, I'm putting this in the oven, because this way you're clearing all the other thoughts out of your head. And you're focusing on what you're doing so that you have that just empty head. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this, very calm. So that's another one. It works for me. I do it when I'm baking. So.
Dumping your junk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had a friend that used to like to paint the walls in her house because she did the same thing. She'd go up with the brush and down with the brush, and
oh, yeah.
she said
yeah.
it was like her meditation.
Methodical.
And yes, she ended up having a business of painting, a painting business, because she liked doing that. And she would, you know, people would pay her to do it, and she would meditate with the
That's
brush
great.
Going up.
Find what you
brush.
Love and figure out how to get paid for it.
That's
There we go.
That's exactly right.
That's the line of the night.
That's what my mom always told me.
That's the line of the night.
Mama Lorraine is a smart woman, and she always has told me ever since I was little, figure out what you love, and then figure out how to get paid to do it. So.
Prime example. I've loved music for ever since I was born. I blame that on my parents. And I have turned that into a substantial amount of money DJing for the last 20 years. And if I didn't love doing it so much, I would not have been this successful.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick with all of that is finding the right song for the bride and groom, not just their wedding song. Sometimes we can look at their list, pick out another song, and they'd be like, we forgot to include that on our list.
Mm-hmm.
That was a phenomenal choice, and it just packs the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best line of them all, because when you do something that you love, you're going to do it all the time.
Yep.
And then you don't
you're
even have to worry about
it.
That's the best part. You don't even have to worry about the money, because as long as you keep doing what you love, you're going to get more money later on anyway. So the money's just going to come.
Exactly.
The intent.
Correct. Good intent leads to great rewards.
and your intuition led to it all, to rope it
That's
all back.
That's right. Correct. That's absolutely it, when you're following it. In fact, that rolls into, it was an intuitive, inspired thought for the school.
It was
completely random, intuitive, inspired thought.
Preach on, sisters. Keep going.
What school are you talking about?
The school that we're running our campaign for next door. Trinity School of Metaphysics, where we can teach people more of these type of topics, and as well as others, you know, health and wellness and the shamanic, you know, topics like Vera was talking about, and past life regression, hypnosis, and reflexology, Reiki, art therapy, music therapy. So pretty much every little bit of anything you could think of that's going to help people feel good or learn more about the metaphysical.
We have a mystery caller. Don't know the number. It's kind of cool. I think we shall give her a try. Ready?
It's my other phone.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
You're just tuned in. Just tuned in. Wow. And we just brought you into the conversation. How are you and where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in the Southwest. My name is Patricia. And the reason why I called in is because I see here that you're talking about intuition and developing intuition. And
yes.
I had some questions about that. Some interesting things have been happening to me.
Fill us in.
Well, I have recently, like before I go to sleep, like I'll ask a question. And I don't know what happens, but like right before I go to sleep, I'll hear a voice. And they just like ask me short questions, or they'll give me a short like sentence to something. And who is that, my higher self speaking? Or sometimes I can tell if it's a higher self, but sometimes I can't tell if it's angels or fairies. Sometimes I'll hear like babies, like little children speaking to me.
That's a good one. Jackie, what do you think?
Well, she's actually receiving information. So depending on if she's learning to tap into her guides, or it can be spirits. It could be, you know, people trying to give her information. So the best way would be for you to, you know, do you meditate? Do you do meditations?
I do. I'm starting to do more meditation during the day while I'm awake. But in the past, I was just doing it right before I go to bed. And that's where most of my messages and information come.
Yep. A lot of people get that. You can actually ask before you start your meditation for guidance on, you know, who's talking to you, or please tell me are you one of my guides? You know, is it somebody who wants me to help them? You know, you can actually ask for information.
Okay.
And then you'll get it. You'll get more of that specific information when you're meditating.
So what she's experiencing, is that more of like a mediumship, or is that...
It can be. I mean, because you don't know if it's... The voices she's hearing could be her, like, actual guides to her.
Yeah.
Who are helping her. Like, and she's actually hearing them. Or she could also be communicating with, you know, maybe she's picking up some other energies as well. So that's why I'm telling her how to kind of tune into what it is.
Yeah, sometimes I could hear my mother, my passed on mother, come to me, and that's all they say is my name. When it's a loved one, that's all they say is my name. But then I get messages like from little babies, and I could have swore that some of these little children were like fairies, because they were not of this world. Is that, can that happen?
There are some people that, yes, because there's a lot of people who tap more into the elementals and that realm. I actually know somebody that's who she communicates with, whether people think it's strange or not. She actually communicates with the fairies, and that's who give her information. That's where she gets her psychic information. So, but there are people who work more with elementals, so that is not, you know, something that's not common for some people.
Okay.
So you could definitely be tapping into that way, and you can ask, like I was saying, when you meditate, say, you know, I feel like I'm communicating with the elemental world. You know, please give me more information or guide. guidance on how to use this or who's actually speaking to me, you'll get the information.
Okay. Can you tell if this is going to grow for me? Because, like, I feel like I'm going at a – they're, like, introducing me right now. They're not giving me a whole lot. And they're, like, mm-hmm. the sentences are real short right now. And I'd like to have a full-blown conversation.
Yeah, the more you develop it, the more you work on it, the more information you'll get. And as they feel you're able to utilize it and kind of you've gotten to that place of growth, you'll start to be able to piece more of it together. In other words, you'll actually have the actual a full conversation. You know, there still might be times where you get symbols or pieces of information and you're learning how to interpret it, but you'll become
yeah.
more in tune with it. So the more you meditate, the more you focus on it, the more you work on it. It's like I said, it's like almost like physical therapy when you're doing stuff with your you know, intuitive senses or your psychic abilities.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like she needs a place to learn and grow her skills.
Well, I mean, most states do have them. It just sometimes they're in one section or another. For ours, we have them kind of all over.
Well, sometimes they're in northern New Jersey.
I'm not sure where she's from.
Well, you're from the Southwest, you said, right?
I'm from the Southwest, and actually, in about a week, I'm going to be, because I really need to get out there and become involved with like-minded people. So I'm going to go to a meetup with something about karma and numerology. So I'm starting on that path. And I'd like to maybe learn tarot eventually.
Very nice.
Something is opening up. It's awesome. And they're asking me questions. They play games with me. They make me spell words in my dreams. And when I wake up, that word is very prominent and it guides me somewhere. So they're like playing games with me. And they
play Hangman
spell
with
me. And all kinds of things. Yeah. So it's exciting. You know, it's just different.
Right.
So I need to get out there and do something with it.
You do. Well, on that note, like I said, I'm going to do a shameless plug. And maybe you, if you have like-minded friends, might be able to help us out. We, up at Trinity Metaphysical, are working on expanding our store. We're going to make a learning center or almost a learning studio, you might want to call it, to teach these classes online, local, and everything else. Jackie, you want to talk a little bit about this? Maybe our new friend here can help us out, too. She can spread the word to some of her friends out in the Midwest.
So just we're planning on starting a school. We already do classes here, but we're going to be starting an actual physical school where we provide courses and classes, but also for people who are all over the country. So there'll be online courses available in all of the, you know, in most of the classes that are able to have that anyway. So it'll be accessible to everybody.
Yes. Is our website posted on our blog?
Yeah, all the information is on our website at www.trinitymetaphysicalcenter.com.
Yes. So do me a favor, check that out. If you like what you see, maybe you can help us out getting this thing going. And it was wonderful talking to you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your experiences, too. And hopefully we've got a new listener.
Well, thank you very much. You know what? I really appreciate everything you're doing. This is just wonderful. It's just raising the vibration of the planet. So thank you.
You got it. All right. Well, you have a great night. Remember, have fun with the conversations tonight. Meditate a little bit before bed. And just practice on it. All right. You have a great night, and we'll see you later.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. I love when we get callers in from another place. It is just a great feeling. Vera, Charlie, you still there? I know you are.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
We're listening in rapt attention.
I know. Any thoughts on this?
I think it's great when somebody can access that part of their psyche. And I think that being open enough to express it to people that she doesn't know, that makes her even a better person, because I'm not sure I would call into a radio show and be as open about the whole thing. So I think she's got a pretty high vibration there.
Vera,
what?
You did call into a radio show, and you are open about it.
I know that, but I know all you guys.
There's a can
she
of
doesn't
worms
know
right
you.
There.
But she doesn't know you guys.
Just that little secret, you know.
Well, she knows. But I guess maybe she was using her intuition and read our energy.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay. She knew she was talking to like-minded people, but I don't, you know. I call in because I love you all.
There you go.
Good cover.
Good. Oh, we love you too.
Oh, it's such a mutual. It's a love fest.
Oh, my God. Get a room.
Oh, I agree, Charlie. I agree.
Yeah,
Charlie, you've been a great day to stay home.
My God.
Man.
Give me another scotch.
Don't you think it shows that we all like each other, though?
Oh, my God, yes.
We went from love to like. The next one is going to be we tolerate. And finally. Oh, good times. All right, so anybody else have anything to add about that? What, Charlie? You go ahead. Tell me something.
No, I just wanted to sit there and say, you know, it's funny because, you know, I know you get a lot of people that call in, and we normally, we'd love to take a lot of calls. You know, we'd like to talk to all the people that are online. And sometimes, mm-hmm. like this woman that just called in, she's searching. She's looking for something. She wants to do something. She knows something is different in her life that's probably different from the other 100 people she knows. And she knows that she's getting some sort of answers, and she doesn't know how to get them. She's not sure if she's getting them. She's not sure how to get them. Maybe she figures there's somebody that can help her with it. And all we're doing is, and this is in northern New Jersey, in the Hamburg area, Hamburg, New Jersey, 7070. I mean, the idea here is that, you know, if you go out there and you just, I hate to make this sound like Channel 13 or public radio or something like that, but if you put some money down, people will be able to learn how to do exactly what this woman is looking for. She's looking to be able to make contact. She's looking to be able to understand what's going on and be able to figure out why she's been chosen to be able to talk to spirits or get information. We sit there and we talk about it all the time. I'm still amazed with the classes that I've been in, with what I pick up. I've been taking the classes for over 2.5 years now, and it's just amazing. And on a big scale, if we could get more people in that would have these questions and you could answer the questions for them and tell them there's nothing wrong with the way you're thinking. It's perfectly normal to be able to get these answers when they're given to you. Just do it, you know, build your confidence, allow your mind to open up and engage in this. It would just be a truly amazing thing. And that's what we're going to do up here in northern New Jersey. That's what we're going to be doing at Trinity Metaphysical, is building something that everybody can benefit from. So, I mean, you know, I sit here and I hear this woman call in, and she's in the Southwest. I mean, a barren area, but a vortex if you get around certain areas of Arizona. I mean, there are so many things that she could do if she had the tools. And you know what? If she comes to the East and she comes to the classes and she does what we say we do, she could go back there and own the area. She could actually understand what the vortex does for her, how she could talk to other people, how she could talk to spirits, and how she could help her entire family and others. I don't know. Am I droning on here? Just step in anytime you want. I need a sip of shot.
Well, I wouldn't say droning, but there are black helicopters flying overhead.
Did everybody get to go to the bathroom while I was doing that?
No.
Not at all. We were
intently listening.
Yes, we did not want to
intently.
Leave. And also
intently.
The headphones aren't wireless, so we can't go that far.
Well, you know what's crazy is the fact that we all have these experiences. Jackie can tell us why and how and who and where and what and all these different things, but we're still sitting here in the dark ages when it comes to a school that can help people in these areas, and that's why this is so important to have this school in northern New Jersey, because within a 100-mile radius, you got like 50 million people. And guess what? If you're one out of 150 million, that means you're probably one of 50,000 that have some sort of abilities that are natural, not developed. The other 50 million, they could come in and develop their abilities. But we're talking about the people that already have the abilities, just don't know how to use them. Just amazing how much power there could be if people had a place to go, right?
If they did. And you know what? I tell you what, we need help with that place to go. That's the biggest thing, people.
Absolutely. I figure if you got, you know, 10,000 people just putting $5 a piece in there, can you imagine that? 50,000 towards the school? That would be great.
All right. So I'm going to proclaim 10,000 people, $5 a piece. You are going to lead that charge right now. Call up, donate the $5, and the person behind you is going to call up and donate the $5. We get a train. We're going to get a Charlie train, a $5 Charlie train.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. I am behind that one. All right. I second the motion. Charlie, $5. You've been paid. Thank you. Get the train going. Then that was also the Slurpee talking. All right. Anyhow, but no, that's true.
Hey, that was a $5 Slurpee.
It was a $1.89 Slurpee, and I'm still not even done with it yet.
Oh, that's all
that was?
Yes. That big thing was only $1.89.
That's what happens when you are friends with the manager of the 7-Eleven. Up on 23 and...
I don't know. I don't live around here.
Well, what's, this is 23. What's that,
94?
94.
All right. Anyhow.
Well, let me just say something, because as we're talking about the school, I'm really proud of everyone who's gotten us to where we are so far. We're over $1,200 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited because now our campaign is extended another month, so there's a whole another 30 days for people to get cracking, get donating. We have a fair coming up on Sunday in Upper Greenwood Lake at the firehouse there. We have a Bring a Friend on the 14th of November, which is next Friday. So we have a lot of stuff going on where you guys can come down to the store if you're in the area, or if you're not, please go online, search us on Facebook, Trinity Metaphysical Center and Gift Shop. Like our page, like the Among the Realms page. We have the Indiegogo campaign up all over the place there. So please read our story, share it, and donate if you can. This is the link, indiegogo.me/@Trinity SOM. So
spell
thank you so much in advance.
Yes.
What'd you say, Vera?
What, Vera?
I said make sure you spell at, A-T, right?
It's oh, not, yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
The word at.
The word at, A-T. Not the symbol.
Not the symbol.
Thank you, Vera.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Hey, before we go any further, this is a school, right?
Yeah.
503C, whatever it is, you know, tax code. Is it tax deductible?
Yes.
Is it tax deductible?
It will be if anybody wants to donate a larger donation. Vera actually looked into this, and we're able to back. How does that work, Vera?
When you apply, we're trying to get the money to incorporate it as a 501c3, and when you do that, there is a little box you can check on the application that indicates that you want them to approve previously made donations. And if we do that, then anyone who makes a substantial donation will be able to have it tax deductible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
So we'll be able we're able to send them something when they donate after the campaign ends. Once we incorporate, we can get their information and send them.
So there's a retroactivity component to making it a 501c3. So
the quicker you donate, the quicker we get the money, and then the quicker you get your tax break for next year.
Exactly.
And then the quicker you learn about how to properly
Because
use your
we'd
tools.
Like to start it for the beginning of the year. We have so many people coming in already asking about classes. Like, we already know it's going to be successful because I wouldn't have gotten told the information to do it if it wasn't, but just the amount of people coming in that have either seen it in the press release on the paper or heard it through somebody, or we've actually had people come in that just happened to see the link online. They came in to find out more information, and they're so excited to take classes and learn, and they keep, you know, they're just like, I can't wait for it to open. And it's so it's nice the response we've had with, you know, actually people physically coming in and getting more information on it.
And now I just found out tonight we are also on Twitter as
well.
We are on Twitter. Trinity Metaphysical now has a Twitter account.
It's at Trinity Meta. Trinity M-E-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to tweet at us on Twitter, follow
yep.
us.
Or you can search Trinity Metaphysical.
Correct.
And it'll come up that way, too.
Sweet.
Sweet. All right, so we got anything else going on here? I know we still got a little bit of time left. Any final thoughts? Not to do the Jerry Springer thing, but...
I think we've covered most of everything.
Do a little roundup of tonight's topics then, just a quick rehash of the intuitive side of the show.
Yeah, so if your intuitive side is telling you you should really be helping and giving, it's okay for you to follow that. So pretty much telling you not to question it. If you feel like your intuitive side is telling you you need to learn more or you should, you know, maybe delve more into your awareness, that's really good too because it's telling you that it's a time in your life when you're meant to do that. That's another thing people don't realize. Sometimes they're not really, they're wrapped up in other things at certain ages or whatever, and they're not, all of a sudden they hit a certain age and they're like, you know, for some reason I'm getting more into this. I feel a little bit different. I'm getting more, you know, I'm gaining more understanding. It's because they were meant to use it, like, at that time, like, all the time. They're in a good place where it's going to help them, guide them, and, you know, move them into a really positive path. So I definitely recommend it.
Don't tell it to me. Tell it to the radio people.
I am.
There you go.
I just did.
There you go. We got to tell it to our friends at it. All right. So basically, I meant a little rehash of the show there.
That was the intuitive part of the show.
That was the intuitive part of the show. Yes, it was. But again, just listening to your side, opening up a little meditation beforehand, clearing the head, dumping the mental junk, as you guys were saying before.
Dumping the people that give you the mental junk.
Correct.
Cleaning
Why
house.
Are you all looking at me?
Even getting rid of the negative emotions. Even getting rid of the negative emotions, that's the bigger one.
Yep.
Because that negative emotion just clouds everything up, and then you're really thinking.
And having
hey,
a long
Mark?
Strong.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark from State Farm, what are you wearing?
He's wearing pants.
I actually have an Eclipse shirt
on.
You really?
Yes, he does.
I have the Eclipse shirt on. True. Shameless plugging right here. Of course, this is radio, not video. But one day we will get... Oh.
I'm going to take a picture of Mark
we're gonna
with
get
a Slurpee.
With the Slurpee.
They
hold on. We
got to
get the Slurpee.
Line.
Look at this. As you people are listening, Jackie's taking the picture. I mean, this is a first... This is radio gold. This is a first in radio. We're combining selfies. Actually, this would be not even a selfie. What would we call it? Like a secondhand selfie. But again, for our friends in the radio, thank you for listening to us tonight. And again, next show will be. Do we even know? Look at the fun. Here we go. Trying to get pictures of that. You're going to make Mercedes smile. Look, Mercedes is smiling.
I got her
She's
so
smiling.
Mad now. She smiled today. She didn't want to, and I got her to. There's a disturbance in the force now.
Yes, definitely putting that picture up on there. You have to. Okay, get one of Jackie.
Mercedes
okay.
is the one that she puts. She's so quick at it. She like flips them up on everything.
I'm the social media queen.
Nice. All right, Mrs. Zuckerberg, let's get the picture taken. And so I would say,
Mrs. Zuckerberg,
I would say we should just call it quits here. You want to keep on going?
We'll save some for next week.
We will save some for next week. Do we have an idea what's on for next week?
We might be working on some law of attraction or negative energy stuff for next week.
There
I think.
We go.
I think everybody needs that right now with the holidays coming up and
oh yeah,
some stuff. Some people have had some Mercury in retrograde. We can have issues.
My God! Oh, it's funny. The most peaceful time of year drives. You know what? That is a good one. Maybe getting your energy straight for the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guess
That's
what?
A good one.
So. For our wonderful listeners out there, next week's episode will be getting your energy straight for the holidays. Look at that. My intuitive side said, hey, spew that out. And it works.
And speaking of the holidays, there's going to be some holiday shopping coming up, and there can be some shopping on Sunday as well.
Yeah.
We can do that. We can do that plug one more time. Where's that place?
All right. So we are going to be at 776 Warwick Turnpike in Kew, New Jersey. That is Firehouse Number 5, or Upper Greenwood Lake Volunteer Fire Company. We'll be there 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come see the many wonders of Trinity Metaphysical.
Yeah.
We will have Jackie there doing readings. Vera.
Mm-hmm.
That's you, Vera. You're cue. Hold on. We'll try that again. Ready?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll be there.
So. ready? Hold on. Ready? Shameless plug, take two. Click. Okay, so we'll be at the Upper Green Lake Volunteer Firehouse, number 5 at 776 Warwick Turnpike in Hewitt, New Jersey. Among the amazing attractions from Trinity Metaphysical, we will be having the lovely Jackie. We'll get some.
I'll be doing psychic readings and medium readings, tarot readings, angel readings, life path card readings.
We will also be having Vera, that's your cue, who will be doing some.
Well, my business is Raven Reiki, and we'll have
sure.
some. Well, and we'll do Reiki, but and some oil, and also some shamanic oracle card readings.
You know what? I have to admit this. Every time you said shamanic or mentioned shaman, all I could think was shamanic in my head, and just kept saying that over and over again. But also, okay, so who else will we have there? We will have Eleanor with her psychic portraits.
Yep.
Very interesting, wild, cool stuff. Jennifer will be there with
tarot, and she'll have her jewelry there as well.
Yes, she will.
And we'll have a woman doing angel fairy reading.
That's cool.
Dana,
and she has
don't forget
tarot.
Dana.
Dana also with her artwork. We didn't even get there yet, woman. Deep breath. Do the shaman breath. Come on. Let it out. There we go. All right. So Dana will be there. Dana has some amazing, amazing homemade artwork. We also have Pancakes will be there if she's listening. Essential oils.
Young Living Essential Oils. We have the It Works.
The It Works lady.
The
It definitely
Body Wraps and Wellness.
Yes.
Products.
Who else is coming down there?
We also have
the list.
We
should have a masseuse, just making sure that
we
they
have
get back
numerology.
Me
we have the Trinity will be there.
I invite
our store table. Please come say hi to me. I'll be working it all day, and I love to meet anybody.
Give Mercedes a smile.
Yes, I was just going to invite you to come see the effervescent Mercedes. Effervescent. I can't even get that word
effervescent.
Right now. There we go. You know what? I couldn't say that right when they had the Schweppes and Durrell commercials when I was a little kid and trying to repeat John Cleese, and I still can't say it right now. But come see Mercedes. Make her smile. She needs a smile.
Oh, I'm also going to be selling baked goods there.
That's
to support the Trinity School of Metaphysics. So buy some of them because they're going to be great.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait until she makes
it.
You can't eat anything until after the show if there's anything left. Everything has to be sold, Mark. You just can't
buy
pick.
It all.
You can't pick. Well, okay,
you
then. You got me there.
I was going to buy it. Come on. And we'll probably
also fine. It's all going to the same pot. So.
It's all going to the same pot. It all helps out. All right. So if you guys want to come down and see us, meet us in person, it's a little meet and greet, too. You know, you can meet somebody famous. Like, hey, I'm a radio personality. You can get a picture with us. That's cool.
We love to take selfies.
Yeah,
so
we are just
selling ourselves.
We
could do our
ourselves.
Radio show.
Live from the fires. That would be great.
Well, you can.
I can.
Maybe you and Mercedes while you're
we'll walk
working
around.
At
the
table.
Aww.
There we go. We can do it from a fire
I'm
truck.
I'm selling some incense.
I told you it was $3.50 to get in my face. Hi, I'm back.
Wow. Oh, you know what? You know what, Nell? Welcome to the comedy portion of the show. We're just going to keep this going because there's some happy energy going right now.
And folks, let me tell you, this is all intuition.
Yeah.
I can say this now because right before they get the joke, they're all going bug-eyed and red before they actually say it. It is intuition at its best right now. Mark is in his glory.
It is. You know what?
And it's not even a Mountain Dew, man. This is all you right now.
It was a Mountain Dew Slurpee, so you already are vishnickered from that, and then it was infused with extra caffeine.
Oh,
so
great!
Yeah.
Like a Red Bull.
Oh, this is like a Paisley Bowl. God, like a whole bunch of different colors all melded in together, like those nice vests guys wear in the '60s. Oh yeah.
Only Mark would have an analogy that way.
Because I had one of those, but still. All right, so yes, come see us there. Shameless plug. Buy Mercedes goods. Come see her, make her smile. Help a good cause. Help the store. Come see the firehouse. put a dollar in the firehouse for the firehouse. We can always use it. And that's it. Vera, Charlie, you got anything else to go?
Does Ecrypt have a booth?
We are Ecrypt.
Push some of Ecrypt onto our table.
We're going to put a picture up on the wall.
Okay.
We have probably where we can put some of our stuff out if somebody wants to run that stuff, but I don't know we have that many people come in and take care of it.
Yeah, and we're kind of limited on. And if you want to go, it's $35 from the group, you know. Little vendor fee for Ecrypt. But no, it's going to be tight because it is going to be inside because it will be a little chillier out there. But that's it. The outdoor stuff, we'll probably have an Ecrypt booth going on. That would always be fun. This time,
well, we can have our information there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Nice. And you know what? I just had a great idea right now.
Oh, no.
Let's finish.
Okay.
All right. So from our humble existence to all of our friends out there, this is
Mercedes.
Hold on. Let's say it with a smile. This is
Mercedes.
I just got yelled at. Say welcome to our world, people. We have
Paul
Zanzibar. And next to me is
Jackie.
The ever beautiful.
Suck up.
Jackie. I am Mark. And from Phone In Land, again, halfway across the county, we have Charlie.
Yes, sir. Good night.
There we go. And from the lovely Pennsylvania. It's in Philly, so it's close to Philly. It's, you know what?
3 hours away on the other side of the Delaware.
Every week.
Take two. Where does Vera live?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Right. Take two. Click.
The ultimate bomb here.
And goodbye.
And then we have...
Bye, Vera.
All right. So thank you very much. Come listen to our show next week. Get your energy straight for the holidays. We are Trinity Metaphysical. We are Ecrypt, and we are saying good night.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.